Beginnen kann daf mit sagt es aber dieser daf khaf hey beginnen mit basic und test master beginnen sie gemara late shekh no we don't need this halacha of telling us that we're not be miachad with a non-Jew. We only need ishta imay when his wife is with him. Says the Taisa, so lechay muki la krib shimon. Seemingly that means our gemara is going like krib shimon. Dom and perik asar yechzan that he says the kedushin payment base. This man she ishta imay when the man's wife is with him. So yosh nimoyim bepuntiki he can sleep with these other women that he's forbidden to so be secluded with in the same hotel. She ishta misham rosik his wife protects him. That was saying a non-Jew is different. So it says, pretending to say, "Amayla Mukila, why couldn't you just explain b'shiyesh ima tinaikis when she has a young girl with her?" In such a case, b'shal shari lichudei, but a Jew is permitted to be secluded, and that's what we're saying. A non-Jew is not like that. The Rabbah Hasan Megamar Rabbah says over there in the Gemara, "Mesachet adam imisha, a person can be secluded with a woman that's forbidden to him, but tinaikis sheyudas tambia with a girl that knows what it means to taste cohabitation, which but in Maseres that's going to be but." So she knows what's happening, but she wouldn't do it because she's too young to be seduced. You can say is the lashon like tesiached, the word of not being secluded. Mashma sounds like shein shum Yisrael zelhi. There is no other Jewish woman but her, and that's the same. The woman cannot be secluded with the man. If there was another girl, it wouldn't be secluded. So we're saying, but even if he has his wife, by a Jew that would be permitted, but a non-Jew is forbidden. You can take next test matzel to begin with the word zigmara. The difference between these two different pins are Isha Chashuva Bein HaNoshim, the woman that's significant amongst the men, but Vesha'in Chashuva Bein HaNoshim, it's not significant amongst the women. Pesha Kordrashi explains, Chashuva, what does it mean significant amongst the men? It means Lamalchas, that she's close to the government. Vein Liyafa, but not significant amongst the women, means that she's not beautiful. Lerbiermia, according to Lerbiermia, the Mukila Bekerba Lamalchas, that he explains that she's Chashuva Bein HaNoshim, she's close to the government. But if not, that's what the Gemara is saying, the difference between them is. Well, I mean, we wouldn't say Isha Klezayin Aleha, that a woman has her arms on her, that she's considered weaponized. So, Amma, we see Ika Isha the Katlila, that there is a woman that they would kill her. And but he wouldn't think about cohabitating with her. Like when she's disgusting, he's not going to think about Bia, but possibly they would kill her if she wasn't Kribal Malchus. So saying, but here that she's close to the government, Bein Yovah, she's not beautiful. Okay, so Shali Chudik. So according to that opinion, it's permitted for them to be secluded because the Lekal Mechash L'Shvichas Dam, there's no concern about murder, keeping she Kribal Malchus because she's close to the government. But the Bia Nami Lekal Mechash, and there's no concern about cohabitation, keeping she Yovah because she's not beautiful. That's according to Rabbi Yirmi. Rabbi Idi, but according to Rabbi Idi, that's what the Gemara is saying. The difference between them is, he was of the Surah Yehudah, no, to be forbidden to be secluded, because the Kulu Kli Zayin Alehen, all women are considered having their arms on them, their weapons on them. But Cheshin La'erva, and that is we're concerned, that means the weapons are, because no one will kill the woman, because he'll rather have Arayas with them. Because Rabbi Idi, Stam Amal Milsa, Rabbi Idi said his teaching in general. Look, I didn't say, Hachav Isha Yafa, here with the beautiful woman, the Kli Zayin Aleha, that she has her weapons on. No, every woman is considered having her weapons, meaning that the man will not fight with her because her weapon is her womanhood. That's Rashi's interpretation of the Gemara. So it says, Rakasha, it's difficult because Chada, first of all, the Lishna, the Chashuva, the wording is significant amongst the women, like Mashmiyah, but it doesn't sound like beautiful. Why does that make a woman significant? Well, even if she's not beautiful, my Haba, who cares? I mean, Rish Pirkin, the Gemara, and the Chabez Mameis, Chabim, Alim, Mamnish, Israel. It's more dear to the non-Jews, the animals of the Jewish people. Yisman the Shasim more than their own wives. So Kavuchem and the Shasim Shal Yisrael. So this is for sure the women of the Jewish people, even if they're not beautiful, not less beautiful than animals. And that says Vishem Yisrael. Maybe what you could say is to become welcome still. To be Isha Leitarcha LaAntza by a woman, animal that they can't protest. By a woman, the non-Jew will not put in the effort to violate her, to rape her. Given in the effort because she's not beautiful. Okay, but me, of course, what's difficult is the Rebiermia, according to Rebiermia, like Mishtama Tano Amara Bashum Malkum, but still we don't find any Tano Amara in any place like Chalik Bashwuya to differentiate by a captive woman, Ben Yafale and the Yafa between if she's beautiful, not Latula Kuna, to say, oh, she's been for Kuna because they didn't do anything to her, they didn't violate her because she wasn't beautiful. We don't find it. But according to Rashi, that's the deciding point. But of course, another difficulty is the Lepesh, according to Rashi, Mashmah sounds like the Isha Chashub Bein Hanoshim. When you have a woman that's significant amongst the men, but it's not significant amongst the women, Chodemilsa, that it's one thing. It's one case. That would have been how you're describing the same, and she's not significant amongst the women. But when they come out from the back, they say, the word, the extra shin, sounds like I'm a tremilin, it's a different one. The she'ena, the she'ena, this, and she'ena, chashuba that. So it says, the first different appears to explain, not like Rashi. The vade tremilin, no, these are two different things. The other comment is that we said, ishikli zayna leha, that a woman has her weapons on her. La mishum did the table be. It's not because like Rashi said, because, oh, the non-Jew is going to think about cohabiting with her. And that's why it doesn't kill her. No, at the time of the reason is she'ina ba'alas melchama is medivers keish. It's just because she's not a fighter like a man. So that's like her weapons. A man's weapon is his fighting. A woman, no, it's her weapon is because she doesn't fight. So medachma le'ah, so they would have compassion on her. Bacha position. This is what the Gemara is saying. Igbar na'ev the imagery during them is isha chashuva bein ha'noshim. That's one case. A woman significant amongst the men. That is krevel malchus. If she's closer to the government. That's the case. Is she allowed to be secluded with the men that are non-Jews? How so? It's forbidden for her to be secluded at the government time. Like we said, the reason is a significant woman. Then there's no problem because of murder. If we didn't have the problem because of a rise. Ravidi Sharia, Brakund Ravidi is going to be permitted. The Amar Kesis at the time of the Lekel Mechel Tashrich Hazdam, he says, no, there's no concern of murder. Why? He says, the Isha Klizaina, because she has a weapon to Menachman, letting him have compassion on her. Avala Rais, the Kel Mechel, but for Rais, you could be concerned. And, but that's what I'm saying, Shechashuva, that's in general. Shechashuva, when she's significant, the Mirtisi Mina, that they're afraid of her, Avala Rais, like Hashina, the name for Rais, not going to be concerned. That's case number one. That's the difference between them. It's what we call ish chashuva bein anoshim. Now, she'ena chashuva bein anoshim nami. Another case is when she's not significant amongst the women. That is imhi muteris l'siachah bein anoshim ibiskechabim. That's ikah b'nai. So one is her secluding amongst the men, and one is when she's secluding amongst the women. That's another case. Lo b'yemer kundi b'yemer kibin the ina chashuva, since she's not significant katla, so they'll kill her. The lesley time of the merachme doesn't hold to the reason of having compassion. There's Rabbi Yidi Sharia. We permitted to kli zayna because our weapons are on another way with claim. In other words, the merachma like they'll have compassion on her. She's not a fighter. I be mishma rais, and if it's because arise, kamina like we said, British pig in the beginning of the parashah, we can chab matzuin etz anoshe chabrei, and that what do you mean? Even though she's by the women, but the men come to their wives' friends, but that bas dasi, that the woman is intelligent, unlike an animal. When she sees the non-Jewish man is coming, she has to leave right away. So therefore, that's why it's not a problem. Now, Yishalmi Garas, the case in Yishalmi is Isha in a Mechal Shvich has done. A woman's not in the category of being murdered. Amir Birmi says, Tifter Bibriya. Say that's talking about a healthy woman. But Rabbi Nami says, I feel a bit Tasha, even by a weak woman. Yichel Isha Lahatman, the Lema, if it's Kachamani, a woman could still hide and to say, I'm a non-Jewish woman. If Ain Isha Lahatman has my Lema, if Kachamani, but not a Jewish man can't hide the fact that he's Jewish, he can't say he's a non-Jew. Now, Benir Lefarish would seem to explain that Afkan, also here, Kapirisha Yerushalmi, is like what Yerushalmi is saying, as follows. B'isha Chashuva, what does it mean, a significant woman? Meaning, Chashuva, that B'riya Baal Skarek, she's a strong woman. Ah, okay, Abala Rai, Sikhla Mechash, but still, for Rai, she's left to be concerned, so it's not concerned about murder, but we have to be concerned about Rai, the Chashin Dama Mefata, because he might seduce her, even though she's strong. But emotionally, she's a little bit weaker. He says, her weapons are on her, because she can hurt herself, but they're not going to kill her. And therefore, Bishari, and therefore it's permitted. If not for the fact of a rise. So that's the two pshat. And then nobody commands my benai, what's in between them? Bein lamar. According to both of them, there's no problem about murder, Mishmar Rais, there is a problem about rise. And the more comes out, the difference between them is Isha Chashuva Bein Ha'Noshim, meaning, Briya Baal Kayach, where she's strong. So Vimriya Siri, according to Vimriya, it's forbidden because they can make it, you have to still be concerned, she might become seduced. Ravidi Lechayish, Ravidi is not concerned, El Demon Antila, only if they're gonna rape her. Aver Briya Shari, but if she's strong, then it's permitted. The Kimchi Baal's Kerak, since she's strong, say in Lachash, Laila Ainis, Lashvich is dumb, then you don't have to be concerned, not for rape and not for murder. Well, you know, another purchase, the Gemara, Dream is when she's not significant amongst the women. Rabidi is permitted to be secluded, where she could go and hide herself, make believe she's not Jewish. There's no concern about murder. La Rais Namik, for Rais also, given she's been anoshim, she's amongst the women, there's no concern. Now, according to Rabbi Yimra, then we're concerned, Mishra Mishvichas Damim, because of murder, the Davka Bibri Lechashur, it's only by a strong woman, but here where she's not, then we have to be concerned. This is what we can say. What do you do with the Gemara? The Gemara has the question. But let's say we didn't know, because when there's a war, we suspect that maybe the woman's not saying the truth when she says her husband died, because she just assumes. But let's say we didn't know it was a war. She told us that there was a war. It's only through what she was saying. And Mahu, what's the halacha where the Gemara makes Baila? She says her husband died. Is she believed or not? Because you have a pesha also, a pesha itish. It's only known through what she's saying. But the Gemara wants to prove to the man is that she is believed. When she says, idol worshippers fell on us, or nafle in the listen, or the bandits fell on us, said the man that she's believed. The Zika Muhammad, who we see she's the one who let us know that there was a war and she's believed. The Gemara rejects and says, Hasam no kidrabi, that's a gabidi. He says, Isha Klei Zayin Alayha, that's because the woman has her weapons on her. But I mean, the dummy, and she's not going to say like what she suspects because she was running away for her life. No, most definitely she's going to wait until today or Mace until she saw that he died, because she has her weapons and she knows they're not going to kill her. But says that Rashi, Lebiyim, Kondrim, but he doesn't hold it as far as we've seen in Gemara. Tivshin the madness. So the Gemara should prove that she is believed. If someone says you can say is no, then Nehida Lesley High Timer. Although he doesn't hold it as reasoning, he had Tirlus Yachid with the permission of being secluded with the non-Jew. But the woman still relies on this, that she could hide her identity, to wait over there, that she'll see that he will die. But the man, she's not going to testify, like just assuming, because for that alone, she's like she's not afraid to wait there a little bit longer, because as a woman, she could hide her identity.